This WBEZ podcast is supported by the Joffrey Ballet, presenting Midsummer Night's Dream, set during the traditional Scandinavian Summer Solstice Festival, at Lyric Opera House, April 25th through May 5th. Joffrey.org.
All eyes are on the mayor's race ahead of next Tuesday's municipal election in Chicago. But at the ward level, there's 15 open aldermanic races, including four wards where the incumbent was appointed by Mayor Lori Lightfoot. For some voters, it's the first time in a decade where they've got a wide field of candidates to choose from. WBEZ's Claudia Morrell highlights one of those races, the 43rd Ward on the North Lakefront.
For Steve McClellan, the day starts early.
I'm talking about waking up every day 5:30.
McClellan runs an after-school program at Francis Parker, a private school in Lincoln Park. He's also a member of the local school council at LaSalle Academy. It's his second attempt at the seat. In these past couple of months, he's been spending his mornings and nights canvassing the ward. Though this election is coming at a time when the political culture of what it means to be an alderman is changing, McClellan highlights his experience in the community, hoping to be the kind of alley alderman this ward isn't used to.
Like, I know how to help neighbors achieve what it is that they want to achieve. You want an alley to be repaved? Come talk to me. I've already done it. You want to add some green space to the neighborhood? Come talk to me. I've already done it. Do you want to have programs in schools? Come talk to me. I've already done it.
McClellan is one of six candidates running to represent 43, one of the whitest, wealthiest, and most politically active wards in the city. It's also shaping up to be the most expensive ward race, thanks to one self-funded candidate who has been flooding the ward with mailers. McClellan interrupts our interview to chat with a couple walking their dog.
Hey guys, I'm Stephen McClellan. I'm running for alderman in the neighborhood, 43rd Ward.
Thank
so here's a little bit of my info.
Cool, thank you so much.
Perfect. Thank you guys.
Thank you.
If I can ask you one quick question.
Sure.
Number one concern, and like, how do you see the next alder person prioritizing the neighborhood?
It's public safety, the one issue all candidates agree is most pressing. Brian Comer is president of the Sheffield Neighborhood Association and the chosen candidate of the Chicago Tribune. At a recent campaign event, Comer told the small crowd the top three issues in the ward are public safety, public safety, public safety.
Perfect example, the Dakota Early shooting in May. That happened 3.5 blocks from my house. And I tell people, I'm like, that is the most gruesome crime that has happened on the west side of Lincoln Park in the 48 years that I've been walking around.
For some, like Wendy Taylor Nations, the issue of crime is personal. She says one day in 2021, she was at the L stop on Armitage on her way to work when she was assaulted.
And I had a long flowy dress on, and a man was walking up behind me and put his hand up my skirt and into my underwear. I've lived in this ward for almost 30 years, and I've never experienced crime.
Nation says it's one of the first issues voters bring up.
I'm afraid to walk my dog. I don't go in the park at night anymore. I just make my children stand in front of my house. I don't let them go down the street. Those are the things that I'm hearing.
All of the candidates have their own plans to curb the recent spike in crime, from giving new police recruits perks like having the ability to live outside city limits, to incentivizing retired cops to come back to the force. But the current alderman, Tamika Newsom, says it all boils down to relationships with the local commander.
That's something you got to invest in daily. So we talk all the time, and that's a huge value add when this ward has an alderman with those strong relationships.
Knudsen is fairly new to the job. He was appointed to the seat last fall by Mayor Lori Lightfoot to finish out the term of Michelle Smith, who was first elected in 2011. 17 people, including three current candidates and Knudsen, applied for the seat. And he's walking a tightrope, highlighting the experience he gained as the interim alderman while stressing his independence.
Look, I think this is an exciting race no matter what. I'm the youngest person on Chicago City Council. I'm the first gay alderman from the 43rd Ward. A lot of these aldermanic seats have been held for quite a long time by people, so there is this shift. We are seeing the new generation come in, and quite frankly, I'm excited to lead it.
This is one of those rare instances where the incumbent didn't actually handpick their successor. In fact, Smith has been actively campaigning against Knudsen. Last week, she and her predecessor sent out an email saying there's a real threat to the ward's independence and tradition of transparency if he's elected to the seat.
You know, we feel very strongly about the traditions that have been set up in the 43rd Ward.
wanted to give him a chance. And then things happened that began to worry me.
Smith says she found his relationships with the developer community troubling, like taking money from Sterling Bay, the developer behind the massive Lincoln Yards project. Smith has endorsed Wendy Taylor Nations and is actively campaigning for her. There have been other endorsements in this race, including from the police union. They're backing Steve Botsford, who's in commercial real estate. But Botsford said that endorsement hasn't come with any financial support. Having worked on Capitol Hill for a congressman from California, Botsford is one of those rare candidates who thinks aldermen shouldn't be limited to issues within the confines of their ward.
Personally, I'm more interested in trying to be a legislative voice. I think the city needs some big changes. I think for the city to advance and to continue to get better, I think the whole city is going to need to get better as a whole. I don't think it's just like a 43rd ward thing.
For him, it's all about economic development.
Everyone calls Chicago the second city. It kind of bugs me. I kind of want to drop that nickname. And so I want to come for New York. I want to come for San Fran. I want to come for L.A. And I think that we should be the economic growth engine of the country.
His views may be modern, but he still relies on the old school approach of walking door to door. And that's because of Rebecca Janowitz, the self-funded candidate who has been spending hundreds of thousands of dollars on mailers that have been hitting mailboxes on the daily. She's even spent money running campaign ads on CNN and NBC. She's a former staffer for Cook County President Tony Preckwinkle, back when she was just an alderman representing Hyde Park. And to her opponents who say she's spending an outrageous amount of money, she says, so what?
I earned all that money. It didn't fall from the heavens, and I didn't inherit it from somebody. Capitalism is like that. Some things pay off and some things don't. That's the context that we work in.
Early voting is underway. If no one gets the majority next Tuesday, 50% plus one, the top two head to a runoff in April. Claudia Morel, WBEZ News.